Doctor says anything but an Abrams tank.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour, second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, March 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I want to get to another story that caught my eye in Lansing. And I think this is another just absolutely indicative overreach of this governor. One of the things that the Republicans have been pushing for since we have a split House right now, 54 to 54, and Speaker Joe Tate says, sorry, not interested in doing anything until we end this gridlock. Now the governor is getting involved because she has a budget to do. They have a budget that they have to get passed before 4th of July. Well, after several weeks of letters that the minority House Republican leader Matt Hall said has effectively set the agenda, well, now he wants to take it up a notch. He's calling on the Rules Committee to create a bipartisan committee to overlook bills that need to be brought to the floor. The Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in speaking to Joe Tate, the Democrat majority leader, the Speaker of the House, tell Hall to take his letters and shove it. Quote, unquote, from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. House Democrats have maintained that the Republicans are not the ones in the driver's seat on deciding what legislation moves forward this year. An enthusiasm from the Democratic caucus didn't seem very much interested in hopping on board with Hall's latest proposals. Hall pitched this latest idea after 3 weeks of sending letters to the House Speaker Joe Tate listing bills that the Republican caucus would like to discuss and vote on. 14 bills. Well, Democrats need some Republican votes as long as the House is split 54-54, which it is right now. So far, Hall said 6 bills off his list have passed in the House. However, several other bipartisan packages not on Hall's list have also received Republican support, including State Representative Kurt Vanderwall's HB 4279. That bill modifies the requirements concerning taxes levied for an area career and technical education programs. Democrat Stephanie Chang's Detroit Senate Bill 57, Bellino, Republican from Monroe, Senate Bills 58, which banned the sale of nitrous oxide devices. Even the House Democratic spokesperson, Amber McCann, said the 6 bills on the Republican list that passed the chamber are an attempt to make any bipartisan bill that comes up on their agenda seem as though it's in response to this strategy. Hall said he began writing these letters after several bills were put up on the board at the beginning of the year, but they failed in getting enough Democrat support. I want to help identify these bills and perhaps get them passed. However, he said letter writing is not the ideal means for a collaborative legislative process. There is a better way for us to move forward, he said, speaking specifically in reference to the split rules committee, which would be created to review and approve all bills before they go put on the House agenda, ensuring that the bills would receive consensus necessary to pass in its chamber. He said Tate would name three Democratic members. House members from the Republican side would be chosen by Hall, with each caucus then together choosing a co-chair. They could work together in setting the committee's agenda and then get down to work. This bipartisan structure of this Rules Committee would not only help identify important bills that would earn support from both sides of the aisle, but it could make it necessary for any amendments to the legislation to develop during the committee process. He also added that the panel could be used to pick up the slack when other committees drop the ball or don't prioritize legislation that the House as a whole wants to see. House Republican spokesperson Jeremiah Ward was asked if the committee, as proposed, would have a sunset clause in case one party regained the majority. He said there's potential to include one, but no guarantee that a committee has to have a sunset or agree to end this current proposed relationship. In support of his newly proposed committee, Hall said we shouldn't need letters to get things done in Lansing. Democrat McCann, spokesperson, said if the minority leader finds it tedious to write letters, I challenge him to imagine how much more tedious it's actually to read them. Man, what a snarky little witch. I wanted to use a trucker word there, Vicky, but I didn't. Good boy, she said. Good boy. Okay, where's my cookie? And she laughs at me. In absence of this Rules Committee, Hall said Republicans will meet again and strategize about adding 10 new bills to the list of these supported items. Talking about Democrat bill, for example, Julie Rogers from Kalamazoo, 4169. Two other bills written by Republicans tie in with the Democrats. What's it regarding? Would enter Michigan into the Occupational Therapy Licensing Compact across state lines with other states who've already passed them. We need more occupational therapists. They formed a compact, and they say if you're licensed in Ohio or Indiana to do occupational therapy, you should be allowed to come into Michigan, cross our border, and do it. But right now, you can't. You must be licensed in each state. Well, this organization has put together a compact. And all it takes is legislation passed, signed by a governor, and we could have more occupational therapists in the state tomorrow. Makes sense, right? Well, Whitmer doesn't want to have anything to do with the Republicans in any way, shape, or form. Tell Matt Hall to take his letters and shove them. Unbelievable. Other bills are out there. My state rep, John Roth, who will be providing the state constitutions for the class on April 13th in Traverse City, House Bill 4754, simply amends the severance pay requirements for executive and legislative employees. severance pay? How does it amend it, John? Don't have the details. I don't know whether that's a good bill or not. I'm going to have to research it. Other bills, Democrat Samantha Stekla from Farmington Hills, House Bill 4757. Graham Filler, the Republican struggling to keep his seat in St. John's because it's a split district, has a House Bill companion bill, 4758, which would increase the liquor purchase discount for specifically designated distributors on on-premise licenses and restrict the Liquor Control Commission from considering violations of their liquor code that are older than 2 years old when deciding to issue, deny, suspend, or revoke a license. Hey, Graham Filler, how about eliminating the Liquor Control Commission altogether? It's outdated. It's not needed. Other states have done it. Why not Michigan? All you want to do is control the beast. I want to kill it. Get rid of the Liquor Control Commission. Open up pricing to competition and free market enterprise. Folks, I love Kentucky bourbon. When I went downstate this weekend to go to Saginaw Bay to drop Vicky and then made it back to Houghton Lake for the caucus convention and then went back to Troy and spent time with the great grandbaby, Little Miss Emmy, in Madison Heights, I didn't bring enough bourbon with me. I stopped at B&B's in Troy and bought the exact same bottle of my Kentucky bourbon that I like, Evan Williams 1783, and paid the exact same price in Troy, Michigan that I pay up here in northern Michigan. Exact bottle, exact same price. Can you say price fixing? Because that's what exactly the Liquor Control Commission does. Because I can guarantee you if you got rid of it, there'd be competition in pricing. And we would see a drop in costs because of competition. Get rid of the Liquor Control Commission altogether. Get government and bureaucratic agencies out of our lives. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. A couple of you have already made donations for the cards. I've gotten, during the break, checked the email account to acconservatives.org's website, Antrim County Conservative Union at gmail.com. Six people have made $21 donations. Your cards will be shipped out today. I have to go to Elk Rapids right after the show. So I'll package them up, address them to you, take them to the post office. You should get them probably by Thursday or Friday. So thank you for doing that. Let's get 1,100 votes possibly switched, or at least get people thinking before they vote in November with a $21 investment. Six of you have done it already. They will go out today. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. One of the things that this process, as we go through the rest of this legislative year in Lansing, is going to be resolved in April. Why? Because there's two elections, special elections, being held in the Warren and Westland areas. Those two Democrat state representatives got elected to be the mayors of Warren and Westland. As the mayor, they resigned their state representative post because they wanted to be the top dog in their local hometown, their local city. Now, a very interesting dynamic's happening. Warren, Michigan could flip to the Republican. It's a very close district down there, I believe 52-48, Democrat-leaning, not Democrat-dominant, Democrat-leaning. And I've been told that they have a pretty good person running for the Republicans, and if they flip that seat, Westland is going to go Democrat. It's 63% Democrat-dominant. It's a lost district. The Democrats have a lock on it. They elect the Democrat in Westland. Warren elects the Republican. Guess what? We go from 54-54 to 55-55. Gridlock for the next 2 years continues. Yes. And guess what, Governor? Your little comment about tell Matt Hall to take his letters and shove it may become your new reality. You may be forced to deal with a split house for the next 2 years. God willing, we can make that happen. It happens in Warren. It's a new day for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She does not get to tell the Republicans, take your letters and shove it. She will then be forced to deal with them. You understand? This is going to be a game changer. If you know anybody that lives in Warren, they need these cards. These cards down in Warren, Michigan, could change the results of next month's April's special election. I believe one's for April 16th and the other one was April 26th, 29th. I don't remember. But we have time. We have time to get information into Macomb County, Warren, Michigan, and it could happen. I'm sorry, the 16th or the 30th. The third Tuesday and the fifth Tuesday is what I believe the dates are they've been set for. So again, if you know anybody in Warren, Michigan, Macomb County area, they need to get these cards. Brett Gooding, who announced he's running for county commissioner in Emmett, and Michael Kazmasek, who's running in Otsego, they're going to use these cards as part of their door-knocking efforts. They've already received them, and they're going to start campaigning with them, introducing themselves to the voters in their district. I think these cards would be great to knock on doors with. So that's where we're at. That's what we're doing. That's part of the plan. Educate, inform, engage. Knock on doors and talk to people. That's how important it is this year, folks. You've never knocked on doors before. You don't know how to do it. You're not comfortable doing it. I'll ask Cool Mike Farage to come up and teach us. I'm going to give him a call after the show today and see when we can plan that. We need to get information out to people. That is a mission of this show from the beginning. This is what we've tried to do every single show starting back in April of 2012. Yes, next month will be our 12th anniversary of doing this show. Man, I cannot believe how long we've been doing this. But I believe it as a mission of ours. Vicky and I have done everything we could to make it happen, and we greatly appreciate you guys. Also, lastly, text me your name, address, and how many vehicles you own. We just got a new shipment of window stickers in, and we need them on the cars now. Text me at 231-360-5140, your name, address, and how many vehicles you have, and we'll ship them out today as well. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s. Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. God willing, we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that